Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Let's talk about our guest. Today on the show, we have Latisse Hudson. She was born and raised in Chicago, and she graduated with her degree in human resources. She spent the last part of her career in corporate America working in human resources. I've personally taken a class from her and learned so much, have been following her for the last couple of months, been super impressed with what she's doing in her business. You guys, she's an online business coach and mentor. She has, like, I've seen her double her business recently. She's on fire. Emily, what are we talking about today on the show?
We are talking about how conversations are the best tool that you need to convert. And Latisse is breaking down. She has very, very simple formulas for you to follow and implement for you to start having good, authentic, not icky feeling conversations with real human beings about the way that you, what? Serve. You know, we are all about serving. You're in a service-based business. If that's you, you can serve. But I also share a tiny tidbit in the middle of this episode about how it can still work for a product-based business or a super low price offer. We're talking about having conversations in Facebook, in DMs, and building those relationships day one. So you can literally reach like six figures without worrying about having a massive audience. And I don't know, just building really good, solid friend relationships with the people you want to serve. Like, that's all what we want to do, right? So that's what we're breaking down in this episode. Get out a notebook because this is a coaching call episode. You guys know we've been bringing a lot of those to you. So go get a notebook, take some notes, implement the things that she's teaching you today, and then literally go DM her and let her know the results. Okay? Dive in right now. You're going to love it.
Hey, Latisse, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, well, I'm excited too. And I have loved getting to know you over the past couple of months via like all the awesomeness you've been putting out online. And you posted something, I think it was yesterday, that was conversations are what convert. Like, content is not what's king. And I was like, yes. But it's because I feel like for so long, I was all about the content all the time. And we've just done less and less and less and less and less and less. And it feels really in alignment, but I feel like I'm talking to way more people than I ever have before. And it's working. So I'm excited to hear what your take on all of this is. So tell me, why do you feel like conversations are more important than content?
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. So for the first probably 6 months in my coaching business, I recognized that like content creation was not my zone of genius, but I realized that like I have a background in HR. I basically sat around and talked to people all day. And I knew that I was able to really get through to people in corporate. So I was like, well, I wonder if I could take that same like methodology and that same like strategy inside of my coaching business. And really it's what blew up my business because I wasn't great at making content, but I knew that if I could just talk to people and like bring it down to a human level, especially in such a noisy space online, that I could really break through and get the results that I wanted for people. So that's why why I'm like so for the conversation marketing, because it's really what moves people to buy quicker in my experience. And it allows people to know, like, and trust you so much faster. So yes. I'm all about it and I love it.
Yes, this is exactly what we yell at our students all the time, because we're like, we're here for you to be making money yesterday, not 6 months from now, not a year from now, not 5 years from now. And content, usually speaking, unless you go viral, which is not going to happen for 99% of us, content is a long-term game plan. Still mm-hmm. solid. It's still a good marketing strategy, but it's not going to show you results today, this week. Not like conversations do. And I love the simplicity of it, that effectiveness of it. So I would love, I don't know if I was going to ask you to like kind of break down how you structure those, because mm-hmm. I know I can hear everyone right now being like, but I don't have time. And I mm-hmm. call baloney on that. So I would love to hear your take on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many people say they don't have time to have conversations, but in reality, they're sitting on Instagram or Facebook and they're scrolling for hours and hours and hours. And in my signature offer, my program, working with my clients, we really focus on doing a time analysis and really looking at where you're spending your time and then actually directing your time towards revenue generating activities such as conversations that are going to produce results so much faster. Because again, like you said, Emily, content is a long game and it is a part of the strategy. But if you recognize that, if you know how to structure conversations, and I have like a little framework for it, if you know how to structure your conversations in a way that leads straight to connection and straight to seeing if you can actually serve that person, they're going to break down their barriers. They're going to open up to you and they're going to be like, heck yeah, I want to get on a phone call with you. Like, let's chat. So like just perfecting this, like I call it my CCC method, just perfecting it over the last mm-hmm. like year and a half. It's been a game changer.
Love it. Now for you, is that primarily happening in direct messages over Instagram? Like, where is the actual conversation occurring?
Yeah. So there's kind of like a two-part to that. So the first part of the CCC strategy, which we'll talk a little bit more about later in the episode, but the first part is connection, right? That's the first part. So I really like to leverage Facebook specifically because of the community aspect inside of groups. So mm-hmm. I have two forms of like content that we talk about. So like input content and output content. Mm-hmm. And really that boils down to outputting content that establishes you as the authority, right? Very mm-hmm. strategically using live video and then also some long form content and also repurposing that. And then also the input content, receiving input and putting in input, to your ideal clients and giving them actionable steps to be able to spark a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. So that's the first piece. And then the second piece of this strategy, the conversation part of the strategy, that actually does happen in Messenger, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram DM, it happens in both places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you straight up that the reason I know this works is it's how I've been getting people in my own group coaching program for the last 9 months. And it's so effective. I didn't have a sales page for at least six of the last 9 months, maybe more. And I didn't need it, because when you are talking to someone and you're really getting to know their heart, you're getting to know what they're going through, you're able to relate to them on such a deeper level that you're right. You earn that trust so much more quickly than if you were sending out a zillion emails and like trying to get them to go read a blog post. Like, you just have so much more personal connection. And so I love that. I'm excited though to hear about these strategies to get them into your universe though, because I think that's the part that people get the most hung up on is like, okay, I can kind of see how I'd have a conversation, but if I'm not creating all this content, mm-hmm. what am I doing to get them to notice me in the first place? So what does that look like for you? Because I see you showing up. So like, what are you teaching your students to do?
Yeah. So I really like to keep it super simple. Mm-hmm. So the first part of like this beautiful process, it's really all about leveraging a core platform. So we really focus on either Facebook or Instagram. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing specifically about Facebook, personal profile specifically, is where I launched, like really was able to scale my business quickly, is that the reach on the Facebook personal profile allows you to reach just so much greater than like an Instagram account or a Facebook business page, because just the way the algorithm works and leveraging like very specific, like especially live video content, really like having a conversation, a two-way conversation with your audience and growing your personal profile, that's really what has like led me and my clients to be able to scale pretty quickly. Because if you have nothing else in your ecosystem, you've got to resort to what's free, right? You've got to resort to this process. So leveraging your Facebook personal profile as like an organic type of funnel, and then also leveraging your competitors' audiences. So whether that's inside of Facebook groups, whether that's being on podcasts, whether that's being different visibility strategies, but oftentimes, especially like before you're at that six-figure mark, you don't necessarily have a lot of resources. So leveraging your competitors' audiences, especially inside of Facebook groups, and bringing people over to you in not a like sleazy way. You're using that input output content that we talked about earlier, using those two types of like very strategic content to pull people over to your ecosystem, and then physically actually growing your Facebook account, and then putting out like super strategic, like live video specifically, that's going to like doubling down on that is what's going to allow you to connect a lot faster and get people to convert from just getting to know you in 24 hours, getting on a sales call and enrolling into your high ticket program. So yeah, it's pretty quick.
When you're doing it like this, you don't need a 10,000 person audience. You don't need a 1,000 person audience. And I think so many of at least our people, students, members of our audience, listeners of this show, we all have it in our head of just like growth, growth, growth. And it'll work when I have the swipe up on Instagram. It'll work when I have this many followers or this many subscribers to my email list or whatever. And all of that literally is irrelevant if you haven't even sold anything, first of all. And I love that you can have six-figure results without those vanity metrics that follow them, because they're not because of each other.
They're definitely not. And I had a client back in April. She literally had like less than 300 people on her personal profile just using this method. And she had like almost an 18K launch of her high ticket program. Yep. She's 20 years old and like she could do it. Like everybody else can do this too.
Well, and here's what it's not like, because let me be clear, because I feel like some people hear, well, I'm going to add friends on Facebook and then we're going to have conversations in DMs and like light bulbs go off that they're like, hey, what's up? Haven't talked to you since high school. How are you doing? Like, you know, like that. And nothing against network marketing. I think it can be amazing. It's a huge part of what I do personally, but there's a good way. A right way, a wrong way.
Gross way.
Gross way. Yeah. But I think adding friends on Facebook, there are so many ways that that can feel organic and authentic and not weird. I mean, for me, Emily doesn't really friend anyone. She's like, get out of here. I don't have any interest. But for me, I will look at my suggested friends quite frequently. And if we have 20 people in common, yes, done, add. Okay.
Besties.
And they are way more likely to accept your friend request because they see all of your mutual friends in common. And so I don't even necessarily have to go look for those people. Facebook literally like hands them to you on a platter and says, here, this might be a potential customer for you. And I know people are like, but they're supposed to be my friend. They can be your friend and your customer. Okay.
And pay you. And they can pay you too. It's a great, it's a great combination. I think that's a really critical piece too. As you get into like building the connections and leveraging like the Facebook groups and like doing it in a way that's really authentic and that's really like servant leadership first.
Yes.
Doing it that way. Like as you build up your audience on your profile and looking at them as like, how can I serve you and not how can I sell you today?
Yes.
Like that's going to drastically increase your results and drastically make them feel super comfortable talking to you on top of using the algorithm in your favor, because the more that you go specifically where your ideal clients are, you build that relationship and bring them to your ecosystem, Facebook is going to start working for you. And that suggested friends is like the best thing ever because they're literally like full of ideal clients. And we have to start operating from a place of, yes, we can be friends. Yes, I can serve you. And also, if you need my help, I have this solution over here, which is my offer.
Yes. Yes. I love mixing both worlds and the and statements. I'm a huge fan of we can be friends and I think that we are in a everyone, especially now when everyone's literally at home, of being in this virtual space where we are even taking the virtual space that we've been in since like 2012 and having in a different way because more and more people are here and more people are hanging out. So how can we serve more people? And that's a conversation we've chatted with our listeners for a long time of always being in the place of true service. We're a service-based business. So are you serving or are you selling? Because there's a difference. And I love that that's a focus of yours too.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business?
I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So how do you take a connection? Like, they've come into your ecosystem, you're creating content that, and this isn't like a ton of content, this is just enough content to start conversations. Are you having them reach out to you first? Are you figuring out who's interested based on how they're interacting with your content? When are you starting the conversation?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, there's multiple different ways that you can do it. But one of my favorite ways is to really leverage like live video. And I would say at first, before I started building our free Facebook community, I really focused on my profile because I was really able to leverage the reach on there. So I really started initially with giving a strong call to action in our live video. So I would do live video 2 to 3 times a week at the same time and continue to grow my audience on my Facebook personal profile with people that would be my ideal clients potentially. And the way the algorithm works, as you guys know, when you first add a friend on Facebook, like, they see your content often. And if they like the content that you're producing, they're going to continue to engage with it. They're going to continue to like with it. And then they're going to start to resonate with it. So using that like very strategic live video framework 2 to 3 times a week, putting a call to action, whether it was to book a call with me, whether it's to send me a DM if you want a free action plan. That one works really good. Or often just reaching out and making that friendly, like, hey, I'm here to serve you. Let me know if you need anything. Mm-hmm. Like, that has been really powerful and it converts super, super well. So mm-hmm. I would say there's 3 parts of like the conversation really quickly. So mm-hmm. the first part is going to be building like rapport, getting to know them, getting to know who they are, giving them a great compliment, making them feel like super welcome, and not link dropping. Like, you should never be dropping a link in a DM. Please stop doing that. Anybody that's doing that out there. So that's the first part, is the building the rapport. The second part is all about building that relationship. So that's where you're going to really go a little bit deeper. You're going to really get to understand like, what are they going through? What are they focused on? Because at that point, you're making it about them and they're the hero, and it's breaking down that barrier. So the relationship building portion of this strategy, of these conversations, is going to be the most critical. Mm-hmm. And I also want you guys to understand that at any time, if it's not a good fit, you can self-opt out of the conversation. You yes. don't have to keep having it, right? And you want to use this as like a mechanism to qualify or pre-qualify to see if they would be a good fit long-term mm-hmm. for your offer, whatever you have to sell. And then the third part of this is going to make sure that they're the right fit, right? So asking qualified questions, making sure that you can actually serve them, asking if they need help, right? The whole time in this process, you're wanting to see if they're going to be a good fit. And if they're not, you still have a great connection at the end of the day. And if they're a great fit, the next step is to get them on a sales call and close them into your offer. Mm-hmm. And with that, like, you have such higher conversion rates yes. because you've already done the hard work at the beginning. Because mm-hmm. a sales call is really just the final, answering final questions and enrolling them. You're not selling on the sales call. So that's really what those 3 R's, that's really what we work through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's no, a call, I, the close call.
It's definitely yeah. that simple. And yeah, it's a very similar framework to what I've followed. I do close like fully in DMs, but I know I have a much lower ticket offer. And so like, it's not to say that I think a sales call is probably by far the most effective, but if you have a lower ticket offer, you can take it all the way and you can answer all their questions and it can feel in alignment. Because if you like, I think the key that you said, and like, I'm just going to remind everyone, you don't offer a link unless they ask for it. Like, they got to basically be begging you to sign up before you give them anything. Okay. And because of that, they trust you because you're not just like, and here's the link and I'd love to see you inside and it's going to be so amazing.
Do you have any questions?
It's like, no, just wait. Like, if you talk to them and you actually know what they need mm-hmm. and you're coming from a place of serving and you've pre-qualified them by figuring out if you're even a remotely good fit, I don't know. You're just making the whole sales process so much simpler, so much more streamlined. And like, it can literally, you can have someone who comes into your universe and within 24 hours, you could convert them to your program, yeah. which I know that sounds crazy, but I am not joking. I know Latisse has done it. I know I've done it. So we're saying you can do it. You can yeah. do it.
It's literally that easy, right? Like, setting the intention and leading with integrity always, and like, knowing that like your solution is like life or death for these some people. Mm-hmm. And that at the end of the day, like, if you're leading with a servant heart, like, the dollars will come, like the clients mm-hmm. will come, and it's so quick. So yeah, yes. I love it. I love it.
Well, I just wanted to share, I know we're talking about like sales calls or high ticket offers even, but I wanted to just give our listeners who maybe have, I don't know, a physical product like me or a really, really super low price offer like a $10 Patreon like me, I close these sales in DMs also. So when I first started my side hustle almost a year ago now, it's a little baby, I very strategically was like, I'm going to make an intention of building really good relationships in my DMs on Instagram. I hadn't hardly had any engagement on Instagram, very low DM conversations, but it was where I wanted to focus my energy. So much like you were talking about at the beginning, choose Facebook or choose Instagram, pick one, let's run with it. Instagram was my thing. So like, when I was just launching earrings, there would be people who would like respond or like or comment back to a story on a certain pair. And then when those were listed, I would go back and message them, hey, I just listed these. They would look super great on you. Here's the link, or here's how you go get them. And the amount of times people were like, oh yes, I forgot. Thank you. Or, oh yes, I'm going to go grab those, is bananas to me. And mm-hmm. so I think like, even for low price things or physical things, like having that relationship, remembering things about your customers, mm-hmm. enough to suggest something to them that you know they will actually like is all of what this is about.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It works for low ticket offers, products, high ticket offers. We primarily sell high ticket offers, but we have a lower ticket membership. It works phenomenal. And you can sell high ticket offers in the DM too. It just depends on your own confidence. But at the end of the day, you could take it all the way through, like Abigail said. So it works for everything. It really does.
Yeah. And I think the reason it does is it's connecting with people the way we like connecting these days. Like, I think it'd be one thing to say, you know, 10 years ago, the idea of someone DMing you and you immediately buying something, like, probably wouldn't have felt authentic then. But right now, DMs are like how you connect with creators that you may never have talked to before because they feel a little out of touch or a little out of reach. But like, somehow the guise of like, well, it's through social, so it's not as weird or like, it's not as awkward or whatever, that like you can create the relationship. And then once you get on the call, like the relationship's already there. So they're more comfortable like with you and what you have to offer. So like, I want to know, how do you switch from, because I think you talked about the three R's, like you're going through rapport, you're like winning their trust, but how do you offer the next step? How do you offer that sales call? Are you waiting for them to answer certain questions? Like, what's that process like?
Yeah, no, that's super great. So in the relationship building phase, it's really all about, it's kind of like structured like a sales call. Like, you're going to want to dig into pain points. You're going to want to understand like what's paining them. And then also, what are their big goals? What are their big ambitions? And like, this works for any niche, not just a wealth making niche. Mm-hmm. It works for every niche, you guys. So really like the two primary questions is really understanding like, what are they struggling with? What are their challenges? And where do they want to be essentially? Mm-hmm. And you pre-qualifying, like say, for example, if somebody's like, I want to like scale my business to six figures, and heck yeah, I can help them. But if somebody came to me and was like, I actually want to scale a product-based business, and that wouldn't be who I could help. And I would self-opt out of that conversation. I would still talk to them, but like, I would no longer be pursuing to potentially try to get them on a sales conversation. So focusing on their pain points and understanding like where they want to go. And if they are a good fit, after you kind of talked a little bit back and forth, just simply asking them, would you like some help with this? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, cause that's so keeping servant, like service at the forefront. And if they say, heck yeah, I want some help with this, then like, that's when you start getting into the conversation about how you could help them. And then even before that, you're still asking permission all the way through. Like, would you like some help with this? They say yes. Great. So I would love to invite you to a free quick 30-minute call where we can talk about, I always say the big three, like talk about where you're at, where you want to be. And then like, we're going to create an action plan to get you there on this call. And like, if it's a great fit, we'll talk about enrolling you into our signature offer. So they have like, the expectations are set up front. There's no surprises. And I've asked for permission the whole way through. Mm-hmm. And that feels so good and so authentic that they're like, ah, can we do the call right now? Like, it's crazy what happens so quickly.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we head into Talk Strategy to Me, I want to ask a couple of logistic questions. So I would assume that you're doing this a little bit and then it works. And so you have now clients to take care of. You have people in your high ticket program, in your group, in your membership. So your time is now a little bit less than maybe it was 6 months ago, a year. Mm-hmm. Are you always the only person having these conversations? And or what are the systems that you're putting in place to make sure that this is scalable with where you want to go?
Yeah. So that's a really good question. So the first question, am I the only one doing the conversations? I am not the only one starting the conversations anymore. I do have a team in place that's been trained with my methods and all of that, that does support me. But when it gets to a point of like, they're really like, we're digging into pain points and like their goals, like that's when I'll take over the conversation. So no, I'm not the only one. But the second question, as far as like scalability, it definitely, the scalability factor that we've implemented is we do a lot of the nurturing now in our free Facebook community. Where before that, it was really kind of like one-off. So I would say if you're in a position where you're scaling to six figures, it's going to be sustainable for you up until about like six figures, 10 to 12K a month. After that, you are going to have more of a secluded type of audience where you can do a lot more nurturing. So we do a lot more nurturing inside of our Facebook group. We send them through, like they have to watch a free training. And if they're really interested in the next step, then and only then we'll slide into the DMs, have a conversation, and then get them, either close them in the DM or get them on a quick like 20 to 30 minute call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I definitely think it's a time thing. So like, I totally can see how long-term people will like, how does this work? But, you know, for me, I do it. And then I also train other people how to do it. And so
their payoff is just, to me, it's too good to not prioritize building these relationships.
Yes. That, and honestly, and it's so fun. Like most of the time I'm like sitting with like Netflix on, yeah. DMing, yeah. And Jared's like, who is this person? And I'll be like, oh, this is, yeah, Shayna
riding her bike. And I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Like, it's not like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like work to me, talking to people, like getting to know people, getting to know their heart. Like, it feels, when it's in alignment, it's going to feel natural. And like, I know what Latisse is doing is very in alignment. The way she shows up, the moment I met her, I was like, oh, I'm paying attention. Like, I like the way she shows up in the world. But I also think this brings authority and confidence. And like, when you do it over time, you're going to get better at it. But also, like, it's going to make you feel really good about your business, because once you've created those relationships, you get way more feedback than you might have if you sold in a different way. Because my clients and customers, and I'm sure Latisse has the same situation, they are so comfortable sending you a DM and saying, I just closed blah, 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 blah. Or like, this just happened to me and I'm so excited. Or I just got this result because of what you told me to do. And then you're like, okay, so this works and it's effective for my people. And that's what makes it feel good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So good. I get DMs all the time. Like, so I talk about this all the time and just in my free group. And like, just the other day, a girl was like, I closed my first like paying client with just Latisse's free like content. So it's like, and it's not a lot of content, but it's just enough where it's like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I think people
kind of validation I live for
with, right? With just this podcast, I guarantee people, yes, are going to turn around and make sales close. And 100%. Like they're going to make shit happen. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure we walk through this strategy. I know we went through it throughout, but to go into talk strategy to me, if you could go back over those three C's and talk through quickly, like if someone were to start implementing this right away, what are the things they would focus on? I think that would be a great place to leave this.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So in this framework, there's the three C's. So step one is all about connection. So with connection, you're going to want to pick a core platform. So whether it's Facebook or Instagram, and I would definitely let you guys know that Facebook often works out really, really well initially just because of the community aspect. So in that connection piece, you want to establish yourself as an authority, optimize your profile, make sure that they have a link to click to book a call. If that's like your funnel, make sure your banner is optimized. Just make sure that you're showing up professionally and powerfully and like really, really bold. From there, in the connection piece, you're going to want to establish, like, find like 5 to 10 core Facebook groups where your ideal client's at. So don't overthink this. Think about where you were a year or 2 years ago and go to that place, and then show up in those groups powerfully as an authority, offer your tips and tricks, and then work to bring those people back over to your profile where you're going to be giving out your free content. And my favorite way to do that is with live video. So that's the first piece, is the connection. The second piece is all about conversing, aka conversation. So that's where you're going to give great call to actions on your live video. You want to be consistent with live video 2 to 3 times a week, because with the algorithm, specifically on Facebook, you're going to be connected to them and they're going to see your content at the top of mind, at the top of feed. So the more consistent that you are, the more likely your new connections that you've just worked super hard for are going to see your content, and they're going to see that call to action and be like, wow, that girl's got what I need, right? So taking that and leveraging your strong call to actions in your live video, strong call to actions in your long form content, and then also feeling free, in my opinion, if there's an accepted friend request that's a mutual understanding and we can start a conversation. No link dropping, no buy my stuff right off the bat, just serve first. So that's the second piece. And then the final piece is all about closing. So if you're selling like a higher ticket offer, anything really over like $2,000 or more, I do recommend getting on a sales conversation. Anything less than that, you can definitely sell in the DM, but you're really wanting to take everything that you've done in that conversation and amplify it in the sales mechanism, whatever that is, if that's a DM or if it's a sales call, and making sure that you handle the objections, be really confident, and know that you're walking your client to their truth, and that's this offer that you have. So being really confident, closing them on the phone or in the DM, and then selling them into your offer. So those are the three C's.
I love that.
Well, I have this funny feeling, I'm just going to go with my gut on this, that like, this is what you teach inside your high ticket offer. And you could maybe send Latisse a DM, have this conversation, witness what it's like, accidentally join her program. I'm just guessing.
And just be great. You'll just be great after it.
So if people want to DM you and find out more about how they can convert via conversations, where can they connect with you?
Yeah. So the best place, like if you guys are just finding me, you can connect with me over on Instagram. I hang out there a lot these days, or you could just search Latisse Hudson on Facebook. Same handle on Instagram at Latisse Hudson. It's LatisseHudson.
Perfect. Thank you, Latisse. We will make sure to have all of that linked for you guys in the show notes as well. So you'll just go over there and follow her from everywhere and pay attention to what she's doing because it's incredible. Thank you so much for being on today. Thank you. This was so good.
Thank you guys.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.